Having said that, I would just give you an anecdote. I do have a lady on dialysis with both kidneys taken out for non-metastatic at that time, now has metastatic disease, and is responding to sorafenib. I had to dose reduce her. I started her off at only 200 a day, and with that, her diastolic pressures were quite high, hitting 113 on one occasion. But she's had a response, and so far well tolerated. So I believe we can give these drugs in the renal impaired patients. Cancer Leukemia Group B has a renal dysfunction trial underway. Anthony Miller is leading it, and I know there's about five or six sites looking at patients with both renal and hepatic dysfunction. I just started a patient with cirrhosis and metastatic renal cell, pretty bad cirrhosis, and I don't know what I'm going to do.
Got some nice patients in Las Vegas.
Oh, there's some sick patients.
What are you treating the patient
well,
with?
The second one was cirrhosis because he is so symptomatic from his liver. He's got cirrhosis and liver metastases and in pain that I started him on sunitinib.
What dose?
37.5. I dropped him down a little bit. We'll see if I'm going too high. He started last week, but the organ dysfunction patients are very challenging.
Well, the drugs are obviously more metabolized and or inhibited by activation of enzymes in the liver.
Right.
Cytochrome P450 enzymes, so you have to be careful with those drugs. But there's data for both drugs in renal failure patients and
right.
In dialysis patients.